The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
It's a really warm welcome. I'm smiling as I look at you all and just appreciating this opportunity for us to come together and practice together. What a wonderful thing. What a wonderful thing to be doing. You know, it's kind of a worthwhile way to spend one's energies or efforts or something like this. So as you know, Nikki and I, we are doing loving kindness, kind of going in this concentric circles, and we start with the lovable being or benefactor or dear friend, you know, somebody for whom it's easy to have loving kindness. And then we move to self, loving kindness for self, and now we're moving on to the neutral person. And, you know, if we, a neutral person is, oh, it's telling my internet is unstable. Can you hear me? No. Yes. Can I get a thumbs up? Yes. Okay.
You're breaking up, Diane.
Yeah, so maybe let's see if I can my poor little internet. You know, it tries so hard, but sometimes is this better? No. Okay, this isn't any better. Pamela gave me a thumbs up, but everybody else is frozen.
Diane, I hate even making this suggestion because it is less than optimal, but on other Zoom calls, it's seemed like if someone's having bandwidth trouble, their voice is much easier to hear if they turn off their video.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, so here we are. So that's not ideal, I agree, but so we were talking about doing loving kindness for a neutral person. And neutral people are, as the name suggests, of course, people that we don't know, that we don't have relationships with, usually. Because if we have even just a marginal or a simple relationship, I don't know if marginal is the right word, but, you know, somebody that's not primary in our life, not at the center of our life, but we still have a kind of a general, you know, they're pleasant or unpleasant, leaning forward, leaning back type of feeling. So often the neutral are just people that we don't know. But most people fall into this category. Right? Of course, if we drive in our car, go to the grocery store, go for a walk in the neighborhood, chances are most people are people that we don't know. So sometimes because we don't know them, we somehow like don't connect with them, or there's some way in which we are ignoring them, like discounting or dismissive in some kind of way. And to be sure, life is like too full of people for us to have a real emotional relationship with everybody we meet. It's not what I'm proposing, but it's more about, can we in some ways take seriously the well-being of other people, to acknowledge that they are people and to acknowledge their humanity, and just like us, they have wishes and dreams and perhaps have made mistakes in their lives. Maybe they have some regrets, challenges, successes, just like us. Like, of course they do. Doesn't mean they have exactly the same thoughts or come from the same background, or, but they are humans and have the whole range of emotions, just like we do, a range of experiences. So part of loving kindness, to expand it out to the neutral person, it's just to like make bigger the circle, the bubble love that that's with whom we share a loving kindness with, that we send care and goodwill and benevolence. One thing that I like about the one particular visual that I like is this idea of metta being like rain, that it just falls indiscriminately on everybody. Raindrops don't choose, oh, I'll just rain on this person and not that person. Right? So is there a way in which our loving kindness can be like a gentle rain for everybody? Not in a contrived, ooey-gooey, sticky way that feels too artificial, but in a way that just means that our heart is not closed and that we are not kind of like ignoring the humanity of others. So maybe in that kind of way, there's a way we can just honor and respect that all our fellow humans. And so loving kindness for neutral persons helps us with this. Helps us to recognize all those people that we don't know. So then we may be apt to dismiss, just kind of ignore in some kind of way. Help us to recognize that just like us, they wish to be happy too. So with that as an introduction, take an alert, upright posture. And begin with a few slow, easy, deep breaths, long breaths. Allowing the longer breaths to accompany an exhale, but is it letting go, softening any tension, tightness that we might not even be aware that we have? To check in with the body and to sit and know we're sitting. To feel the whole body, the body in general, global. Of course, we might be feeling the pressure of the chair or cushion against our back and backside. We might feel our feet on the ground. And then we might stretch out our mindfulness, our awareness a little bit to include the whole body. Maybe the attention rests on the sensations of breathing. feeling the movement of the chest or belly, and the rhythm of the breath. And then to begin our loving kindness practice, we start where it's easy, with a lovable being. To bring into mind somebody with whom we have an uncomplicated relationship. And there's a little bit of delight or happiness or joy or smile when we bring this being to mind. We might use our imagination to bring to mind somebody we have a relationship with, somebody who inspires us and we don't have a relationship with, maybe a leader, a spiritual leader, or some other person, maybe an author. Or we can use our imagination, kittens, puppies, and babies. And we connect with the lovable being. It can be visually with the image. Maybe put in just a little bit of effort to visualize them without straining. Or maybe we connect with the sense of maybe a heart connection in some kind of way. Maybe it's vague, maybe it's not even clear. That's perfectly fine. And then to support our intention of cultivating loving kindness, you can say these phrases for the lovable being. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. maybe you stay with this rhythm of the phrases. Maybe you connect more with somehow like a chord or with the heart. Maybe just energetically in some kind of way. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Allowing ourselves to feel the goodwill, the kindness, the care, respect, love, whichever words you want to use, that we have for this lovable being. Can be helpful to check in with the body and see if there's a sense of spaciousness or openness or warmth. And if so, allowing that to get as big as it would like. And then we can build on this foundation, the lovable being, and include ourselves. Of course, we do loving kindness for ourselves. Our lives unfold really differently if we have care and warmth towards ourselves than if we don't. Bring into mind an image of yourself. Some people like to use an image from when they were a child. Some people like to, rather than an image, just connect with the experience of sitting right here, right now. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. Just having some appreciation for ourselves, some warmth. And then to expand our loving kindness to include neutral people, those we don't know. It can be helpful to have an individual in mind, maybe somebody on this Zoom call that you haven't interacted with that you don't know. Maybe there's a neighbor you see walking their dog regularly. Bring it to mind, the neutral person. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Sometimes it's more difficult to connect with the neutral person because there's no emotional charge. We might have to put just a little bit more effort. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Like gentle rain, loving kindness can fall everywhere, on everybody. Maybe reconnecting with the neutral person. Or if we feel like the well is run dry, maybe returning to the lovable being can be charged. We move through the categories at whatever pace is right for us. practicing loving kindness for a neutral person helps us to stay connected to the humanity of others. We may not know them. And of course, they have their own stories, their own struggles, their own triumphs, just like us. What would it be like if everybody had care and kindness for people they didn't know? Let's find out. And to end this meditation, feel your feet on the ground with the pressure of the chair or cushion against your body. When you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. This idea of expanding loving kindness out to more and more people, wider and wider circles, including people we don't even know. There's like no emotional charge. Just a beautiful way maybe to go through the world, to give people the benefit of the doubt, to not to assume the worst, or just to assume that they're in some ways like us and that they're trying to be happy, find their way too. So this idea of working with neutral people, people we don't know, can be a little bit challenging. But as I said, partly because we don't have emotional charge with that. With people, so it can be take a little bit more effort to kind of stay connected and not drift away or toward something else or somebody else, or you know, to stay in. So of course, you're welcome to go at your own pace. I'm teaching at a particular pace when I shift from lovable being to self to neutral person, but maybe that's not the pace that fits where you are or what's happening. So you're welcome to go at whatever pace feels right for you. So it can be really helpful to talk with others about this practice. So I like to put you into breakout rooms where you'll have an opportunity to talk about this idea of doing loving kindness for neutral people, people you don't know, that you don't have relationships with, people that maybe you see regularly, but don't interact with or have an opportunity to speak with. So it can be nice when you're in these small groups that rather than just jumping in with one person does a long monologue and then another person does a long monologue, but instead to kind of just say one or two things and then goes to the next person and then goes to the next person and then it goes to the next person. And then maybe it comes back around to the first person again. You can have a second time around, which is, can be really nice because maybe you have something else to say being influenced by what you heard. So let's do it in order of birth month. So if you're born in January, you'd go first. And if you're born in December, you'd go last. And you can have this opportunity to talk about loving kindness for neutral persons. And you'll meet for 14 minutes. Okay, here we go. Maybe I need to make a little adjustment here. There we go. So there'll be three or four of you in room. Oh, I thought that was the case, but some people leave and then there's like room with just one person and that would be unfortunate to be somebody be there by themselves. Okay, here we go. Okay. So welcome back. Are there some comments or questions that somebody would like to make? Neil put out, yes. So we have a forum that you can join and the link is there that Neil's put up. Thank you, Neil. I guess we don't have a whole lot of time, but maybe one person once has a comment or something they'd like to say.
I'm going to take the time to introduce myself. It's my first time joining this group. And when I was practicing metta, I focused on our group today and felt amazed to be part of this for the first time. And I feel really happy. Yeah, thank you.
Yay. People are clapping their hands.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Can you say your name? Is it
Hui Qi? It's a Chinese name. Yeah, I kept my Chinese name. And last name is Tong, T-U-N-G. Yeah.
Hui Qi. So welcome. Welcome.
Thank you.
These are some of the most beautiful, loveliest people. We've been practicing together for a while, and we love it when new people come join us. So thank you, Hui Qi. We're happy you're here. Yeah, okay. So maybe we'll unmute and we'll say goodbye in a little unruly way. And we'll see you guys. Nikki will be here tomorrow. Okay, so
thank you.
Bye.
Thank you all.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Diana.